Derek Warren here with Jody Taylor from Visit Effingham. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Derek. I appreciate it.
Yeah, got through August. There's been lots of events throughout the summer, and that continues into September as well. So
it does. Yeah, September is a busy month for us. We're just saying there's some big events happening in September that we're really excited about. Downtown Cruise Night is coming up. I know that's
a big one.
That is a big one. Yeah, people love Cruise Night. They've got a lot of fun stuff this year, some new stuff. They're kind of packaging it as a weekend event. So September 5th and 6th. So the Friday night event is the Mopar Muscle Night from 6 to 8 p.m. And that is at Geckner Brothers. So they're kind of partnering this year with Geckner Brothers on that. And then they're also encouraging people to go over to the Gabby Go afterwards for some late night fun after Mopar Night. And then, of course, the actual Downtown Cruise Night is Saturday, September 6th. Yeah. So that's just going to be so fun. It's such a nostalgic event of the old cruise route down Jefferson. We want to remind people that Jefferson will be like a two-way that night. So that's part of the old cruise route is people can go. It's not just a one-way. So, But on Saturday, you can actually start bright and early with coffees and cars at Gabby Goat from 8 to 10 a.m. So
you mentioned Gabby Goat a few times. Get to see their new location,
too. Oh, my gosh. It looks so nice in there. The food is still as good as it's ever been. So it's such a fun place to be. And then at 11 o'clock, they're actually encouraging people to take, like, an actual cruise to Greenup to go to the Chances Are Bar and Grill down there, have lunch, and then come back down here. There's a show and shine car show that starts at 2 o'clock downtown around the Courthouse Square. So I know you can get your car in and do that. That's really fun. I know they're going to have live music and food trucks downtown. And then, of course, the official first lap of the cruise starts at 5 p.m. Okay. And I know they're kind of parade the cars around, and then the cruise officially kicks off. They also have a beer garden at Village Wine that kicks off at 5 p.m. also.
You can't miss that.
so fun. And they're going to have live music down there, too, at 7 p.m. So just so much stuff. Like we said, it's one of the most popular events in the downtown area. So we hope everyone can get out there and enjoy Cruise Night here in just a week or so. And it'll be here.
Say if the weather keeps up the way it is, it'll be a perfect night for it.
It will be, yes.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Another big event that's happening in September is Summer Sundown Music Festival. So POS Music Works puts that on. That's it's basically, just to celebrate the end of summer out at Lake Sarah with musicians from all over. And they've got a whole lineup. It's September 12th through the 14th. So a whole lineup of musicians out at the lake. So we encourage people to get tickets to that. It's a super cool event. And then also Skillet Revolution is at the Effingham Performance Center on September 19th. So that is like a hard rock powerhouse. I think they're from...
I've heard of Skillet. Are they like a cover band for them?
I don't know. I think it's the original group.
Okay.
I think, yes. So in that, were they like 80s, 90s hard rock?
They started up in the 90s, I think. Yeah.
So if you like 90s hard rock, you should definitely check out Skillet at the EPC. And, of course, they have announced their new season. So if you haven't seen that yet, definitely check them out. They've got a lot of really great shows coming up. And then, of course, we've just got a lot of other great stuff. There's always a songwriter open mic night at Village Wine every Wednesday, which is so fun. The Effingham Farmers Market is every Saturday from 8 to noon.
That goes on until October,
correct? It does, through October. So we still have 2 full months of that left. So there's just so much great stuff downtown for that. And then some other fun stuff, too. On September 6th, there's going to be Glow Bingo, benefiting the Effingham County Humane Society at the Effingham Event Center. So Glow Bingo is so much fun. And, the Humane Society, they do so much for the animals in our area. So a fun night for a great cause. Convoying at the Crossroads is September 13th. And that is the Central Illinois Truck Convoy. It's basically a celebration. The event itself is out at in Altamont at the fairgrounds. Okay. And they're going to have a lot of fun stuff, auctions, food, just a whole day of fun. But they are also doing a truck parade. So, okay. And they did this last year too.
Yeah, I thought it sounded familiar.
And I know they like, I think they go like from Altamont, maybe to like T-Town and back again. Okay. But they will be in Effingham. So the convoy departs at 1 p.m. from Altamont, and they're expected to roll through downtown Effingham around 1:30 or 1:45 on Saturday, September 13th. And we really encourage people to come downtown for the truck convoy slash parade. I think everything is for, I believe it's Make-A-Wish, Illinois. So it's a really good cause. All of these trucks come out to help support it. And I know they love to see a crowd. So we really encourage people to come downtown around 1:30, 1:45 on September 13th. And then September 14th, there's a couple things in T-Town that I wanted to mention. Actually, on September 14th, they have a touch a truck in T-Town at the, at their Casey Hall area. The banquet hall area from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the kids, for them to do. And then also on September 19th, the CSS art auction that used to be with the Effingham Artisan Fair, but they've kind of made their own little event now, and it's really great. It benefits community support systems. And it's awesome. Just a whole night of art, music, food, all, again, at the banquet hall area in T-Town.
Community Sports Systems does such great work here in the area.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's still their biggest fundraiser that they do every year. So we always encourage people to go out and enjoy that night, too. We also have coming up new this year on September 19th through the 21st, I believe, it's Effing Pride Fest. And that's going to be at the stage at Lake Sarah. I know that they're going to have some great food, talented performers, lots of fun activities and more just happening all weekend long. So another fun event for people to get involved in. There's a flea market at Country Peddlers on September 20th, Saturday, September 20th. And these flea markets are huge. It is out there. Country Peddlers on Avenue of Mid-America, kind of right before you're going to hit Firefly and the EPC. And there are just so many vendors all over. It's just, if you like flea markets, handmade crafts, vintage treasures, like, it is the place to be. It is, yeah. So, and then actually on September 21st, there's the 9th annual Fall Craft and Vendor Show at the Keller Convention Center. And that's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's kind of a great way to kind of get ready for fall. You can find a lot of really great, again, like handmade stuff. There's no admission to this either. So it's a great place if you wanted to get some shopping done.
Yeah.
And then also on September 21st is the Effingham Homecoming Parade.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so, that's always a big event.
So fun. And so they've changed it this year. It's actually going to be on a Sunday. So September 21st is a Sunday. The parade is going to start at 3 p.m. So they're going to use the same parade route. It's the parade route where it starts at 2nd and Jefferson. They go down Jefferson. They turn south on Cherry. They turn west on Grove. They end at the high school. They wanted to change it to a Sunday because, you know, everyone has to rush around right after work. It's hard for the kids with homework and everything like that. So I think a Sunday is going to be a great change. They're hoping to have more people out there, more time for the kids to not have to rush around. I know they have all their events that they do afterwards are still happening on that Sunday. So definitely mark that on your calendars for Sunday, September 21st, for the homecoming parade. And then also on September 26th, there's an adult pumpkin hunt at Tuscan Hills Winery for Enduring Freedom Ministries. Awesome. So it's literally, they say, bring a flashlight. You can hunt for all these mini pumpkins throughout Tuscan Hills Winery. And they have a lot of, like, fun prizes in the little pumpkins that you get. And all of the, all of the proceeds for that goes to Enduring Freedom Ministries. And they do so much for the area. So, again, another thing that's super fun for a great cause. And then really, there's just a lot of there's always a lot of live music going on in the area. I know Village Wine, Tuscan Hills Winery, and Pinkies are always having live music, especially on the weekends. So we encourage people to check them out. And always just check out our website, which is visiteffinghamil.com. We've got all of our events on there. And if there's something that you have coming up, we encourage you to always, you know, contact us, and we can get it on our website and hopefully, you know, let more people know about it too.
Definitely. Yeah. If you have anything that is not on the list, make sure to contact Visit Effingham. We'll get it up there for you.
Absolutely.